Welcome, I'm Rhonda.
And I'm Jared.
And this is
Why Conversations,
where we inspire,
engage,
uplift,
and motivate change around our YMCAs.
Brought to you by YMCA of Delaware, Spark Studios. Greetings, greetings, and welcome to the latest episode of Why Conversations. I'm Rhonda, and here with me, as always, is the fabulous Jared.
I like that, fabulous Jared. Hey, folks, this is Fab One, a.k.a. Jared. You like that, Rhonda? Fab One.
I knew it had to be an a.k.a. somewhere.
Yes, a.k.a. Jared. Well, today we're diving into one of my favorite topics, young people, fun time in the sunshine during the summertime. That kind of rhymed, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Young people, fun time in the sunshine during the summertime.
Okay, got it.
Okay. So we're here to talk about summer camp.
And that's right, Jared. So spot on. So with the sun beaming down, it's prime time to see how we can pump up our kids to rock healthy decisions during these sunny days. I'm excited for the kids.
Oh, yeah, I really am. I love summertime. Can you remember back to your first, one of the first memorable summertimes you had?
I actually can.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. So everything for me is amazing because I come from a big family.
Yeah.
So just knowing that I got my friends are my siblings and we had great summers where we lived at was kind of like a secluded place. So it was a great summer for me.
I look so much forward to the summertime because summertime really is a critical time for our young people.
Right.
Think about the world we live in today.
Right.
All the things that young people have access to that are sort of detrimental to their development. The things that I think can derail them, frankly, from their positive paths, like the social media and adult sites, right? Like those really are toxic things that impact how kids feel about themselves and the world that they live in. So let's agree to this today as we talk about the importance of summertime. Like, let's agree that no child should be left home alone.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think kids need to be in the care of a positive adult role models that would nurture their potential, that the power of camp and caring adults exposing young people to diversity of activities to inspire them to learn, build relationships, and have fun. And that's what we're all about with the YMCAs of Delaware.
Well, Rhonda, the way you said that makes me want to go sign up for summer camp right now. I want to go back and sign up.
I think you're too... Oh, we're not going to go that age-wise,
right? You're never too old for camp. You're never too old for camp. We do have family camps and adult camps. I started my career as a assistant day camp, actually, Rhonda.
Oh, wow.
A long time ago. I think that experience was good for me, more so than it was for the actual young people that were in the program.
Okay.
When I think about that experience, it transformed something inside me. I understood the power of paying it forward. I understood in a profound and sort of deep and meaningful way that the way I showed up impacted others.
Right.
And I learned that I could make a difference from that first experience with the YMCA as an assistant day camp director.
Wow. That's great. That's great, Jared. I didn't know that. From day camp director to CEO. Wow. Yeah.
Just
a
title.
I'm giving
just
it up
title,
for you. I'm giving it all up to you. Mm-hmm. I think that's amazing. Well, I'm already pumped up, and let's get pumped up for a heartwarming chat packed with tales of empowerment, community vibes, and the boundless joys of a fit and fabulous summer.
Well, let's kick this show off and think about all of us together, the power of sunshine beaming with health, the good positive things that kids should be doing, smiles, and epic adventures. Just, I encourage everybody, all of our listeners, to think back to their experiences as kids during the summertime.
Right. So get ready to soak up some inspiration and fire up to help us with our little ones squeeze every drop of fun from their summer while they'll keep doing like healthy meters, being on the health scale, and just having a great overall time with summer camp. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I think we have some guests today in our studio. Yeah, at least they're looking at us. They're still looking at some. How are y'all feeling today?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah, doing all right.
Okay, all right. Well, why don't you introduce yourself saying that you're pretty good and doing all right?
So my name is Tia.
I am currently holding the position as the director at the Walnut Street YMCA for before and after care, summer camp, and child care.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. How long you been doing that job?
I've been doing this job since April the 1st, so not too long. But I have been with Walnut Street since 2017. I believe I was 17 when I started.
Wow. Amazing. Wow, 17. Yeah. 17 and still rocking with the Walnut Street Y.
Still that's, rocking with Walnut.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, we're glad to have you.
Thank you.
My name is Patrick Kaczynski. I'm from YMCA Camp Taqua, the Y of Delaware's overnight summer camp.
Wow, is that out in the woods somewhere?
It is out on the eastern shore of Maryland, so yeah. A very rural country, rural country area.
Yeah, is there lights in at night?
Yeah, actually, it's it's one of the cool places where you can see a very starry sky. But yeah, we have like, you know, electricity out in our cabins, and so it's not completely in the woods or
they're not anything. In the Stone Age, right? No. We're not in Laura. What's that? The Laura Little House on a Prairie days.
Yeah. You know, but we appreciate Rhonda and I both the outdoors. We just want to have some pancake French fries and all those good things and come inside a little bit. But you do have fireplaces.
We do.
You got plenty of fireplaces. And When I was a day camp young person, we got to make some s'mores. Now, what makes up a good s'mores? Tell us the secret.
Well, the standard, you know, is the graham cracker, marshmallow, and chocolate.
Yeah.
And I like to add a little bit of fruit in there, like bananas, strawberries, and then
okay, a little fancy. You got a little fancy. Yeah.
And you know, people like to use the general Hershey's, but throw a Kit Kat, throw a Reese's, throw something special chocolate in there.
Really, that sounds good. That sounds good.
I think I'm going to Camp Taqua after this. Some bananas and some strawberries and some chocolate with some graham crackers.
And let me not forget, because when we went on a tour there not too long ago, there's an amazing man that cooks some great hamburgers and French fries.
Yeah, I think that was our Chef Kevin.
Chef, give it up for Chef Kevin. He's making amazing food at Camp Taqua. So your kids will be eating great.
Yeah. Well, what Patrick, would motivate you to take on that kind of a responsibility? Kids like 24 hours a day, living in the woods, no lights.
Yeah. So it's funny. I started and I majored in tech and I worked at a camp on a whim because my friends were working there. And then I fell in love the first summer I worked there. Mm-hmm. And I knew I had to keep going. And I always had a appreciation for people that worked with kids, like teachers and such. And I thought it was the coolest job in the world when I did it. And I just had to keep going back. And, you know, whether it be as a seasonal staff or full-time director, I loved it. And, I work more in the office now, but I guess what keeps reminding me and why it's important, why I do it is I recently had a group. I was hosting a group on site, and it was a group of from a school that worked a lot with neurodivergent campers. And we had two campers there that were with autism and experiencing autism, and they required, you know, more focus and some more attention. And we were taking kids through the climbing wall, and you know, the first one went up and, you know, didn't climb too high, but, you know, eventually, you know, got down, tried it. After they got down, after trying it, the teacher came to me and said, you know, I got a few pictures and I'm going to send it to his mom, and she's going to cry buckets because she would never imagine that he would do anything like that. And then, you know, the second child got up there, and again, he didn't climb too high, but he got down, and as soon as I unclipped him, he started running around and jumping up and down excited and just was like, he's like, I did it. I climbed up there. And, you know, it just kind of reminded me that I don't know that if he had never gone to camp or he would ever have tried or experienced or even challenged himself in that way. And it's that reminder to me that, you know, that's why we do what we do. That's the importance of camp to kids is that, you know.
Yeah. Rhonda, I love when what just Patrick just said, because helping kids develop a sense of achievement, like think about that, right? Like they may not think that something's possible, but with the support of a caring adult, they take those steps forward.
Yes.
Then they develop mastery of it. And then you see that smile, that sense of accomplishment on their face, right? Like to me, that's the story of like day camp, like, yes, like in resident camp, right? Like,
yes,
you know, you start somewhere and you build on it to mastery, and all kids need to experience that.
Right.
That was a great story. So why did you start? Why, what got you to come and stay at the Walnut Street YMCA?
I think overall that my why for staying at the YMCA is because the YMCA on Walnut Street specifically is family oriented. Yeah. I'm very big on family. I did move away for college simply because I wanted to, you know, still be around my family, be with my family. So I think coming to the YMCA on Walnut Street, it always felt like home.
Yeah.
From the very beginning. Just seeing the kids every year come back. We don't have the same kids for base that come for camp often. So having the kids that come back for summer camp, they're always, Miss Tia, oh my God, I did this. And they're showing us new things. Same with Miss Rhonda. Even when I wasn't working in the summer camp, just working at the front desk, they always like to connect. I feel like I'm a special home feeling to them, right, like a mom type of thing. Mm-hmm. So I think the benefit of just seeing the kids happy and wanting to come back for a safe space is always beneficial for me.
Yeah, Rhonda, I'm like, when you say that, Tia, Rhonda, it reminds me of like the important power of the work transforming, right, you, yes, inside of you. Like, right, like it's changed you.
Yes.
Like, talk about that a little bit more. How has this work changed you?
So I can definitely say that I feel like I'm an advocate for children now.
Yeah.
I feel like children bring out the inspiration and the desires in my heart. Like, sometimes we question, what is my purpose?
Right.
And I think my purpose is simply to bring out the desires and the aspirations of the kids who don't know what they want to do when they, right, grow up. They just know, I want to be like, yeah, Miss Tia. Mm-hmm. So I think to be a positive role model and to continue to be that positive light for children who may not have it at home,
right,
and be that you know, safe space and support for the kids who don't get it at home or don't get it elsewhere,
right,
I think that's the benefit. That's my why I would like to keep coming.
Yeah,
I like you the way you say my why.
Yeah.
No, that could be we got to make that a song.
Yeah, my why.
My why.
My why. My why. I could turn it into a rap a little bit.
I know. You got that skills.
Even with Tia, her name is Montia, but everybody calls her Tia. Even with Tia being here and coming back, I think it's going to be a great summer. She's a great addition to the leadership team as we move forward into this next season of camp. I know that they already have some great things on the horizon for our kids to experience. And I feel like camp here, and I'm sure like how Camp Taco is, it's always this big thing, like how you're saying you want to be the inspiration. You want kids to light up. You want kids to know that, hey, you have a supportive person here waiting for you to come here so you can enjoy the best time of your life. I think summer is the best time of every child's life because it gives them an opportunity to digress from school,
mm-hmm,
right? And then go into a phase where they can just kind of go somewhere and enjoy what they're doing. So I think that's a real great point. So I'm excited for Tia. I'm excited for you as well, Patrick. I'm looking forward to coming to Camp Takawa.
Can't wait to have you back.
Yeah. I can't wait. Yeah.
Are you staying tonight?
I want to stay tonight for the family week. Mm. So, yeah.
Well, I'll be there on FaceTime. I'll be there from 9 to 5. As soon as it starts to get dark, I'm out of there. I'll be like, hey, I'll see y'all later. I've seen too many Freddy Krueger movies and Friday the 13th.
Oh my,
right? Is
gosh,
that any Freddy the Kruegers out there? Anything like
nothing? No, that we've seen so far.
Yeah, when I went to camp, they used to tease us all the time and say there was this character called Fingernail Freddy, right? And it made me like, it put me on the edge at night. But I really did love day camp despite Fingernail Freddy. I you know, I think so much, we talk a lot about young people,
right,
and we talk about, you know, how different this generation is, and we have a sense that young people are hurting. What do you all see as some of the challenges that young people are experiencing? Like, are you dealing with a set of behaviors that you haven't seen before?
I think the experiences, the behaviors and things are coming from emotions. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes children don't know how to express themselves, so they need that one-on-one person. They need that guidance to say, it's okay to feel how you feel. I just need you to say it so that we can move forward, so I can help you. So I think the biggest challenge is expressing themselves and also moving forward after you've expressed yourself, because they think, okay, once I say it, I'm in trouble and now I can't come back. No, you just get it out. Let's make a plan to work forward, and then we can go from there. So I think definitely letting children know that it's okay. Everybody makes mistakes, and we're all here to learn.
Yeah. I like that. I agree with Tia what you're saying. I think camp allows for a place where kids are allowed to fail or yes. mess up or make right. mistakes, and it provides. And where else do you really get an opportunity to do that? You know, the world. You have to get all A's in school.
Right.
You have to reach to this level and success and win at this sports game or whatever it is. And camp, it's like you can get messy, do whatever your heart tells you to do. And yes. you know, we teach the kids at camp that if you're feeling something, you just got to talk to us about it. And
yeah.
that's fine. And I think with a lot of the challenges that kids have, you know, I mean, Jarrett, you mentioned screens and yeah. and you know, adult websites and everything. I think that's a big problem. And with, you know, arts dwindling in schools and free play dwindling as well, I think it's important that kids have a place where they can right. go outside and connect socially and mentally with each other outside of the primary education center.
Yeah. I think what Tia said is so important, because what access to all that information, young people don't know how to filter it and distill it to behavior and action. And then it's actually affecting their identity.
Yes.
Right. So having people that you can go to and talk to about how you're feeling, or talk about content that might be out there, or make it helping you to feel good about yourself. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, that's so critical to the development of our young children. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, 'cause we're seeing depression rates in ways with young people we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
The suicide rate's been extremely
right,
high.
Right. Mm-hmm. So one of the things at the end of every summer, you know, you want the families or the parents want to know that their children had a great summer. And to help make that happen, you know, here at YMCA of Delaware, we offer summer day camp and overnight camp options. And we keep kids and teens throughout the state of the Delaware adventurous, active, engaged, and healthy all summer long. What is the preparation that goes into making sure that this summer, or the time that they're coming to your camp, Camp Takawa, and you're coming to your camp at Walnut Street, what are some of the preparations, Patrick, that you go through to prepare for a large amount of kids to come?
It's a year-round process. We start while summer is happening. So, I mean, every session that our kids come, we have parent evaluations that come back, and, you know, we start from that moment saying, all right, what are the consistent things that we're getting feedback on? We're building that. And then, all right, we're monitoring our activities and getting feedback and getting camper feedback on mm-hmm. what activities do they enjoy. So we go and say, all right, maybe we phase this activity out and build right. a new one. And so we're building new activity curriculums. And then, you know, we're fundraising pretty much year round now. And we are recruiting staff, the best staff. And, you know, it's staffing is really important for us.
Okay, I was going to ask that question, because how does that play a part in it?
I think it takes a certain individual that wants to work with kids and
right.
wants to, you know, give them an experience that's truly unforgettable and buy into what camp is really all
yeah.
about
yeah.
in order to you know, make that a great experience for a child.
Yeah, I think the buy-in is the biggest part of it, and being passionate about what you're doing. I feel like if you're coming to work for a paycheck, especially in a childcare center, this would not be the job for yeah. you. I think me and Tia talk about that a lot. You have to have this passion that goes beyond a paycheck, because sometimes what you are passionate about may not equate to what you're getting paid. It's just seeing the smile at the child's face at the end of the day. So Tia, what are some of the preparation, the things that you go through here at Walnut Street to get camp up and going and running and everybody's, you know, ready to go?
I would agree with Pat. Like Pat said, it's more so of a trial and error. You want to get the feedback from the parents, even the children, because they are the ones that are going through summer camp. So you get the feedback and just overall find out what worked and what didn't work. I know this year we've changed up some field trips because last year the field trip was just a flunk. Okay. So we have some different things that they're excited about. We also got the opinion of our last group of staff members because they were actually in the field. Mm-hmm. I think another big thing, preparation, and I've been fighting for us to go back, but it's just a little issue with budget, but to go with Camp Taqua to actually put our staff in the view of children. So actually leadership being the counselors and then the staff pretending to be the children. Oh, so you know what it feels like to be a child in summer camp. I think when I was, you know, growing up and started working here at Walnut Street when I was a little younger, that was the best part of training. It was like, okay, this is how a child feels when you tell them to just go sit down. Right. You're not giving them any more guidance on why they need to sit out. Yes, they did just hit a kid, but you have to explain that to them that hitting is not okay. So I need you to sit here for 3 minutes and then I'll come back and speak to you.
Right.
So I think just overall getting that quality training helped me and shaped me into the counselor that I became. And then now it's making me want to be that guidance for someone else.
Yeah. Can y'all, Pat and Tia, talk about to our listeners about what some of the requirements, what are the trainings we require of the staff to be an employee of the YMCA of Delaware, like some of the background checks, et cetera?
So, yeah, we do definitely do background checks. They go through CPR training. We have majority of our staff now are medication certified. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of kids who have asthma. So they need a simple inhaler. The inhaler has to follow them everywhere. We travel to the CB building for lunch. Mm-hmm. So that inhaler has to go with them to lunch. So just getting overall trainings and things on what to do with a child with severe asthma.
Pat, would you add to that some of the things y'all are doing?
Yeah, so like Tia said, the medical, like CPR, emergency rescue, first responder things, among that, we also do behavioral management. And that's ever-changing from year to year as you know kids grow up. And we go through how kids learn and how that changes. And then also, we do a lot of absolutely background checks go into it with you know criminal background checks, fingerprinting, and all the registries that you know could potentially be on. We definitely check through that as well. So it's very comprehensive. I think our staff training is about a month long.
Wow.
Depending on what role you're going to be hired for.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's anywhere from how to run a simple arts and crafts activity to what's going to happen if you have someone in your camper or excuse me, in your cabin who is homesick and is refusing to leave their cabin because all they want to do is go home.
So how do you make a parent feel okay with their child spending a week or even just a weekend? Like, what does that look like for a parent who says, I'm just unsure about having my child come? And what do your staff or you yourself or any of leadership, you know, sit down and tell a parent when they're dropping their child off for a week with you at Camp Taqua?
So we train our staff. One of our trainings that we do is check-in procedures. Okay. And we tell them part of our process and our check-in procedure, if this is on the day they're dropping them off, they're there, they're dressed nicely, they are cleaned and showered and not looking a mess. And they're greeting our parents with a smile, a handshake, and saying and greeting our campers with a smile and a handshake and introducing themselves. If they're talking to us on the phone beforehand, we explain you know, this type of process. We explain to them that our counselors, they're with their counselors pretty much all day or with a counselor all day. Right. So, and we go through the some of the trainings that our counselors go through. So if they're homesick or we go through One of the big things that comes up now is I get phone calls about parents who their child are in the queer community, mm-hmm. and they want to make sure that their kids are going to feel comfortable and safe. And so I go through the trainings that we go through with them and just kind of explain what our counselors will be learning, what type of counselors we hire, and then, you know, give them the comfort of, you know, we do background checks. We, you know, check all of that stuff. So.
And I do like the fact that we're, you know, our corporation, YMCA, we are, you know, diverse and we're an inclusive mm-hmm. community. So I do like that. So also with phone, do you give them access to their cell phones or?
No.
So no cell phones for the whole time that they're there.
Campers are not allowed to bring. Ooh, okay. We stress a lot of pretty much. It's a no cell phone. Anything that can connect to the internet, whether it be cell phone, computer, iPad, iPod, if a kid still has one, they're not allowed to bring it. If you know, there's some people that want to bring e-readers like an Amazon. You know,
right.
I don't like to discourage that because you know kids reading is important, and you know sometimes at night or when they have like a rest hour. We want to encourage reading, but we don't allow them to bring it. You know, we strongly discourage any sort of electronics, even if it's it doesn't have a cell phone chip in it.
Okay.
And pretty much most of the time, the kids are so active. There's not really a lot of time to be on the phone. I mean, Camp Taqua has some unique things like boats. So you have a huge sailing program. Is that right?
Yes.
What's the other thing that? What's it called when you get the rope on the back of the boat and somebody pulls you? What's that called?
Waterboarding, or excuse me, wakeboarding and water skiing.
Yeah,
wow.
I've never done those two things. Right?
Oh wow, I'm shocked.
Come on out, we'll teach you.
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna teach me?
We can teach you absolutely.
Make sure we're there. Make sure Why Conversations.
We'll get video. Everything.
Are they recording this live?
Well, and one more before we go back to Walnut Street and our day camps. I know this year, y'all are bringing back the horses, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is something very, very close to my heart. So.
Oh, yeah. And mine, too. A lot of people don't know I grew up riding horses. I'm an inner city kid. But my dad trained race horses when I was growing up, and then he owned race horses. And so I was a little jockey boy. Absolutely love animals because of that experience. And I think it's a great opportunity for young people to not only be outdoors without a phone, but building these nurturing relationships and learning another new skill that they may not have.
That's amazing.
So Tia, why is day camp really relevant today? Like, why is it important for kids to be in a YMCA program?
For exposure.
Yeah.
Growing up, when I was a kid, my mom was a single mom, so we didn't go on vacation a lot.
Right.
We didn't really do anything for the summer besides camp. I remember I had one camp counselor who just came for half the summer because she was on vacation, and when she came back, she was telling us everything. She bought us little, like, knickknacks from where she went, and it was just we experienced the country through her. I think definitely not all kids get to go to Dorning Park mm-hmm. in their lifetime. So when they come to summer camp and this is just a field trip that their parent doesn't even have to pay for, it's included in the program. That's definitely a plus. A lot of kids don't know how to make ice cream in a bag. So just these simple activities.
Ice cream in a bag.
Well, my mom used to make ice cream from snow too. So
ice cream in a bag. So a lot.
Hold up, Rhonda just made that up. My mom used to make up ice cream from snow.
My mom used to make ice cream out of snow. She would sit a bowl on the roof of our home, and when the snow came, she would sit, you know, catch the fresh snow. Then she would take it, vanilla extract, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, we.
Well, I made an angel with snow.
So yeah, a lot of children don't have those experiences. So I would say, definitely the exposure is something that I love.
I really, really appreciate that point because we take for granted sometimes what kids. Inequities in the world, right? Like, not every kid has exposure to what other people in other communities have access.
Yes.
And what the Y does in so many ways, it leverages that playing field by giving people access. Kids might not go from certain communities and certain zip codes to the zoo, for example.
Right.
And we're making sure kids go to zoos and have those experiences. And I, you know, the one real power that I learned about when I was a day camp counselor is the power of relationships. Those mm-hmm. friendships, that those bonds that kids are connecting with each other, the bonds and relationship between an adult and a young people. I mean, it lasts a lifetime. I still remember Anasia, one of my first kids, Steve and Chris, right? I still remember it, and they gave me a hard time sometimes too.
Wow.
And so those memories, right, really important, personal growth. I love the thing about Camp Taqua, they're nurturing this independence. So kids are walking from cabin to cabin. Little ones, they're like, oh, where are the adults? Mm-hmm. But they're nurturing that independence, walking from one activity to the other. Yeah. And then healthy fun, instead of like doing things that are destructive, they're learning arts and crafts. I remember Rhonda being an inner city kid, and I had to make the little bracelets with the little beads. You just put a little thing. I made all kinds. I had blue, yellow, red. I made me a little necklace. I was stylish back then. I was Fab One back then, Rhonda.
Here we go. We'll have a new name by the next episode.
So a lot of adventures. So those are five reasons, you know, I think our listeners should think about day camp broadly, but specifically the YMCA of Delaware's. So Rhonda, we're almost getting close to closing out the show.
Right, but I do want to go back really quickly with Pat and the horses, because I'm excited about the horses. Really? So mm-hmm. tell me, what is that going to look like for the campers at Camp Taqua with the horses?
Yeah, so well, the horses will be arriving May 13th, but mm-hmm. we'll be getting them ready. But for the campers, they have three ways they can get that experience of, you know, horseback riding. So the first is their parents can sign them up for trail rides. And this basically gives them the opportunity to do like an evening like trail ride like right after dinner. And they sign up for it when they're at camp after they arrive. You know, our equestrian director says, all right, who wants to go on a trail ride tonight? They all line up and, you know, take their names down and make out a schedule for them. The second one is our riding lessons. And this is for anyone, and all of these are for anyone who, if you have been on a horse before, or this is your first interaction with the animal. So the riding lessons, you are learning how to ride and learn anywhere from, you know, trotting, gallop, I mean, probably don't get that far, but, you know, learning how to trot, canter, putting on the saddle, all of that. And then our third one is equestrian camp, which is, it's actually a double period, and we incorporate our riding lessons into it. And then also you are going to learn everything there is to know about equestrian horses, everything. It's how to feed them, what they eat, what their diet's like, their anatomy, biology, how to care for them, you know, what it's like just even owning a horse and such. And we hire very, very experienced staff, and you know, they have been riding for years. We do a very intensive interview process for our equestrian staff. So we know that the experience that our kids are getting are authentic.
So. I love that.
Yeah, I was thinking about applying for that job, but you got it filled already?
Yes. Yeah.
You think I could slide in a little bit? Can I help out?
Yeah, we'll make room for you.
I
don't know, Pat. Think about it. Be very careful.
That my name might be Rodeo J for that one.
You know what? One thing I do love about our YMCA of Delaware is that we are the state's largest nonprofit organization, and we're committed to empowering youth, fostering healthy living, and promoting strong communities. With seven branches, and with Walnut Street being our youth development center, and an overnight camp where you are, Pat, Camp Taqua, and a conference center in Wharton, Maryland, the YMCA has been a leader in providing summer camp for over 131 years. That is amazing.
That's amazing.
And, you know, as Tia was talking, and she was talking about her mom was a single parent, with me being a single parent and raising my children by myself, I didn't have the accessibility of knowing anything about the YMCA. And being able to bring my kids here to partake in camp and different things of that nature. So as our listeners are listening today, I encourage you, if you've never visited a YMCA of Delaware, go visit a YMCA of Delaware. See what we have going on, what type of programs that we have that you can absolutely take a part in and just understand what our community offers. I think we're just amazing. We have amazing leadership. We just have amazing people across the board.
Well, the listeners didn't know when she said amazing leadership, she touched my shoulder. So I guess that makes me amazing. I'm amazing today. So the other thing that I think is extremely important, and I know Patrick and Tia, you all and Rhonda will join me in this. I've been passionate that as we talk about education and the challenge we're seeing in the state of Delaware with children, there's been a lot of conversation about extending the school day and extending the summer. So think about that world where there's no summer camp.
Right.
Right? Because kids are in school. Or there's no after-school programs because kids are in school. And I'm not frowning on that, but I think there's a different path. And it's called the YMCA of Delaware summer camps, yes. Resident camp, and day camp. Our kids who go through these programs are less likely... We promise to have summer learning loss. Everybody's learning, yes. And talking about summer learning loss. But I love what you just said, Patrick, about learning about horses. Isn't yes. that learning? Mm-hmm. And Tia, building those essential relationship yep. skills, the social emotional skills. Like, kids need those to be able to learn, to focus,
yes.
to pay attention. Like, that. Those are the foundational skills yep. that they're getting from our summer day camp and resident camp programs. And I just don't want kids to feel worse at the end of the summer than right. better. Because what you reminded them of in after school in the summer, if we extend the school day, is I'm not good at something. Right. We teach you to build a sense of accomplishment. Yes. And that applies to a broad range of things, from reading a book to trying to fix a car yep. to doing all these different things. Patrick and Tia, we appreciate you being here. And Patrick knows this. And actually, Julie, you heard this last night. Julie's always in the background. People are like, who's Julie? We didn't hear no Julie. Julie's in the, she's like the, like someone from up in heaven talking to us all the time. Like, Jared, speak up louder. Sit back in your chair.
She's bossy mm-hmm. Julie. Yeah, but yeah, we
bossy,
love her. But
bossy Julie is like, the thing about day camp, resident camp. So I went to resident camp. I didn't go to a Y camp. I went to a Christian camp. My church paid for me to have a scholarship. And I got to tell you, in all realness, like, it was the first time I could shed my urban skin. Like, I didn't have to be hard right. or tough. I loved Capture the Flag. Like, I loved Capture the Flag. And it built my confidence, because when people, well, you know, that whole thing, you had to pick teams and a captain. And
right.
I was always the first kid to get picked on the game. So, like, that built my confidence. I learned to swim. But at night, beside the s'mores, I loved to sing Puff the Magic Dragon. And I felt some way about it, because I was like this little kid. Like, I like hip and love hip-hop music, but it's like, Puff the Magic Dragon, live by the... Rhonda?
The sea? Puff live by the sea?
Yeah, yeah. But let's just close it out saying, like, we give kids meaningful, great experiences and things that they may have never, ever thought they would love.
Right. And another thing, Jared, really quickly, is that to ensure that all youth have the chance to experience camp here at any of our YMCA locations, we have financial assistance, right? Yeah, yeah. So you don't have to, you know, bear the burden of it all alone. And I think that's one of the things, is information is powerful. So the more information you know, where you can go, donations are welcome to support this initiative as well. But go to our website, www.ymcade.org. And check out our Open Doors program and get your kids yeah. enrolled in one of our camps this yeah. year.
Well, Tia and Patrick, thank you for being here. Do you feel a little bit of inspiration, inspired from the energy that comes from being here and connected together?
Yes, I definitely think I want to come back to the podcast.
Oh, yeah, right. Absolutely.
Well, we were talking about, not the podcast, Miss Tia. We were talking about with connection to Camp Taco.
I would definitely like to join Matt.
You're going to go stay at night, too?
Yes.
With Rhonda?
I think we
probably
all...
Probably not with Miss Rhonda.
No, why would you say not with me? I think we all need to go down.
Miss Rhonda's a little
come
extra.
On out.
Yeah.
And Pat, you have no idea. When I come there, make sure you're there. When I'm there for the family weekend, yes, it's going to be the best family weekend ever.
Well, I'm excited for it. I will be there, absolutely.
You're going to have to do something with all the crickets. As soon as she's going to hear the crickets, oh, I got to go get out of here.
But we are in the cabin, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. We're good.
Pat, how you feel the energy and the excitement for the summer?
Oh, this has been great. I've obviously been preparing for it, you know, all year round, but I'm ready to go for summer.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
And when does Camp Taco start? When do you start your camp?
When does first campers arrive? June 19th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, Tia, when does camp start here at Walnut Street?
June the 10th. We have training the 30th of May and the 1st.
Okay.
Yeah, well, thank y'all for what you do and for being first responders is how I think about you know, the work that you do. We don't often get time put in that camp of, like, being first responders, but we're first responders, right? Yes. And we got a lot of different and new challenges that we're experiencing working with our young people. And we continue to rise up to the challenge. And you all are like superheroes to the young people that you serve. And so we appreciate what you do every day.
Very much so. Appreciate the passion that you have. Appreciate your work that you do.
You too, Rhonda. You're great too.
Oh, thank you, Jared. I really appreciate, you know, you really look amazing today too. I didn't say fabulous because it was here, but you really do look amazing today. I appreciate your presence every time that I'm with you.
Well, thank you. I'm hungry, so it's time to go.
It's time to go. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the YMCA of Delaware Spark Studios. This has been another episode of Y Conversations. If you feel ignited, hop on over to our streaming platforms and tell your friends. Don't forget to be the spark for change.